What is going down, everyone? It's time for the hype, episode 218. A lot of stuff going on as we wrap up this year in the hobby. We're going to talk about initially our best and worst products of the year, and we're going to tie that into a giveaway, so stay tuned on when we announce that, because there was some great products, there was some bad products. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Steph Curry, big night last night, breaking the record, the GOAT. We're going to talk about that. We've also got some Leaf news. Leaf trading cards sold something yesterday that I wasn't sure what it was, but it sold out right away. It didn't matter what it was, I guess. It was a real good sales pitch on the old Twitter machine. Sold out right away. And then we're going to talk about some college football cards, some pre-rookie cards that have hit the Topps market. And kind of digest the fact that there could be 5 years of pre-rookie cards potentially before a NFL player gets a actual in-uniform card. So got an exciting show to talk about all that stuff. Stay tuned for the giveaway, guys. MojoBreak.com is your website for breaks. MojoBreakShop.com for your sealed wax, where we're always running good deals on that. So make sure you check that out. We've got some breaking news. C-Rad is announcing his retirement from the Las Vegas Raiders, I think. And he's going to choose a new team.
Yes, I'm officially...
I would love to have hats out here. You know how like recruits like pick their colleges they're gonna go to? I would love to have like, you know, maybe a Ravens hat.
Isn't it signing
maybe,
day
maybe,
as
maybe
well?
Maybe a Niner hat and maybe a Ram hat.
I believe it actually is signing day right now, so yeah, it's fitting.
We should have done that.
Before we announce what team C-Rad's going to go to, and maybe it's a longer process. Maybe you don't announce what team you're choosing here, but you know, I'd like to make the claim that you know you don't have to move too far from the Bay. You were an Oakland Raiders fan. The Niners are actually in the town you break in, right down the street. You got 5 Super Bowls. And, you know, you've got some of the GOATs. You got Jerry Rice. You got Joe Montana. You got Nick Bosa. I mean, It's a pretty attractive offer to become a Niners fan, and we won't be mad. We're used to people jumping on the bandwagon.
Jumping off of it.
jumping off. You know, L.A., they've got one championship in the
Okay,
race,
yeah, so. Yeah, okay. Just, is that your pitch?
That's my pitch.
That's what you got, okay. So, being a Rams fan, it's a Ramley. I mean, you basically come in, you're part of the family. If you look at the Niners... mediocrity at best with Kyle Shanahan under 500. You look at a guy like Sean McVay, record speaks for itself.
Pro hair.
Record speaks for itself. If you like winning, being in LA, even if the Rams have a bad year, you know they're going to rebuild quick. You can't put up a stinker in a market like LA. They have players that want to go there. You're free agents want to go to LA. They can get those big like TV contracts. They can get those big endorsement deals. Got a great stadium. And playing the Niners, you get to go in the Bay Area. You go to go see your team just right down the street once a year.
Once a year. But you can watch your team 8 times a year. Cody, we're going to have you represent the Cleveland Browns. Make the pitch.
Cleveland.
Man,
I'm gonna have you represent the New York Jets.
Thanks, boy. Thanks for throwing me that softball. Really appreciate it. The Cleveland Browns. Oh, I don't know. They're not the Jaguars.
There you go.
That's the best I could say.
Or they're not the Jets.
They're also not the Jets. No, they're also not the Jets.
Baker Mayfield, a lot of commercials.
I like those progressive commercials. Kind of like the dog pound.
Got a good running back.
Yeah. Underrated uniforms.
just brown?
That's about it.
Orange? They got a little bit orange in there now.
Yeah, why don't
if you want that underdog mentality, I guess, you know, quite literally. Yeah.
I mean, it would be feeling like going from the Raiders to the Browns would be feeling like going to the same team, essentially.
Right.
Do you ever think about looking within your division? Or you're just like,
oh no,
you're
never.
All, like I can't.
I've cheered against the AFC West too long to jump like that.
Couldn't be like, man, Patrick Mahomes.
That's a real
can't
snake.
Beat him, join him.
That's a real snake in the grass move right there, and I can't do it. I can't do it. So anybody wondering why I'm so upset? And
or you could just like all three of the teams besides like every team but your original team.
I'll cheer for all three of them and not the Raiders.
Yeah, I mean, I guarantee you, we're one of my teams is winning the division this year.
I know you're not a fan of the Chiefs, but or the Raiders anymore for that matter. But I mean, the jumping on the logo before the game. Why would you poke the bear? Why would you give Patrick Mahomes any more motivation to beat you?
I don't know. I love that move though. But besides the fact that I'm not a Raiders fan anymore. I love that they did that.
So that was your parting gift.
Yeah. I mean, with that said, I will always have love for the Raiders, man. The historic, legendary players we've had over the years. It's just, you mentioned the Super Bowl thing. I was born in 1986, so I don't know what a championship looks like in Oakland, you know what I mean, for a football team or for the Raiders in general. And then another thing is, like, we lost by 50 points, man. Or almost 50 points. That's embarrassing, bro. So, I'm a little hurt right now. I am leaning towards joining the Ramley with Dan because I can cheer against the Niners. Like TJ said that, you know, you guys are in Santa Clara, not San Francisco. I get that, but you still have San Francisco in the name, and I you know,
you got unruly fans too. I mean, we're like we welcome visiting fans to SoFi. They come in like you just have a good time. You know,
welcome the entire source of revenue for SoFi is visiting.
Yeah,
fans.
Whatever. I mean, you could say that, but it is what it is. But you go to a Niners game and you're just hanging out. You try to celebrate a first down, try to get you kicked out, throw a churro at you. I would say it actually did happen. It happens.
Because you have to have respect for where you are.
No, it's not. You're
guessing whose house? Niners house.
Nah, it's not. Yeah, but you should welcome guests. You don't like have people come over to your house and go, get out.
Yeah.
Get out.
But you don't
We have different opinions. Get out of here.
You don't violently throw your hand for a first down in an opposing team stadium.
You should be able to watch the game however you please.
You can clap in your seat, you know.
You can
high five other fans, but when it comes to standing up and going like, first down.
But everybody else, when the Niners do it, everybody else does it.
Well, at their house, they do it.
No, at the game. So, okay, so they must have paid for a different seat than I did. So,
you're lucky you're allowed to be in.
You're lucky you're allowed to get in.
Yeah. Should be thankful that they let you in there.
And I like the blue and the gold, man. You know, it's
great,
nice colors,
great,
bro.
Great unis. Yep. And plus, I mean, you got the best, if not the best player in the league right now, by far the best defensive player in the league. You got
on the back end of his career.
You got Jalen Ramsey.
Mm-hmm.
You got Odell now. You got Bobby Woods. You got the best receiver in the league, Cooper Kupp. I mean, it's good to be a Rams fan.
Yep.
Yeah, if we'd have lost Monday, not so much. But right now, good to be a Rams fan.
Yeah, I know. See right away.
That gave me the edge right there. And I was like, oh man, they're looking good. They beat the best team in the NFL. Rams, man. But go ahead and leave a comment on this video of which team you think I should join the fandom of.
Yeah, that's a good one because I think you're gonna get a lot more Niners responses. Plus, I'll actually give a giveaway
I don't think the Niners will come in the top five. I think you'll get a lot of Green Bay. Maybe Pittsburgh.
There may or may not be a free pack attached to the Niners. That's all I'm saying. In the comments below on the Motor Break Media video,
and that's what you got to do to get fans.
Granted, Raiders,
you got to buy them.
The Raiders have had a really really tough year, so you know, it's just 35 years, man, of watching this, you know, type. I want to join a winning culture, is what I'm trying to say.
I mean, and you could always be on the AFC. You can be a Raiders fan. Yeah. NFC, you can be a Rams fan.
Just flip-flop, yeah. It's whoever wins.
No, you don't have to flip-flop. I mean, hey, you don't have an AFC team you like?
The Patriots.
You Patriots. You like the Patriots.
No. But hey, guys are tuning in. They're like, hey, I didn't know we were going to be homers here, but let's get in some card talk. And C-Rad, he'll let us know on an update on his decision.
Whose house?
It'll be decision day. He's like, I'm going to take my talents to, you know, whatever. But let's talk about some new releases we got going on this week. Friday of this week, we've got Impeccable Football, which I know, like, I put it in the break title. It's C-Rad's favorite product of football. Tell us why you love Impeccable Football.
I mean, from the moment I saw it back in 2015, it's just a very striking design compared to everything else they put out. And I get it. It is another, like, white, high-end product, I guess you could say. But it had a really artistic, creative design to it, you know, especially in the market back in 2015 when it first was released, right? You consider where the market is now, yeah, I could see it maybe being, you know, mixed in with the rest of the high end, like the Immaculates and Entine and all that. But it was really different back then. So then just from that moment, from seeing that product, just how different it was from everything else that year, I instantly like fell in love with the product design wise. And
Eyes met, sparks flew. Yep,
I've been loving it ever since.
Yeah, and I can't dispute that. I mean, I love the numbered subsets where you have, like, you know, a team like the 49ers who have, like, a long history of winning Super Bowls, where you have, like, number to four card and it's four Super Bowls. You know,
I've never seen that parallel before.
It'd be number to one, I guess.
So yeah,
be,
one of one.
Yeah, because it's only so, Super Bowl.
Yeah, you'd rather have one of one than number to four, right?
Or, like, the championships for Brady, you get a number to seven or number to eight card or whatever, you know, or, mm-hmm. you know, passing records. It's great when they do that, and they have the metal cards that they found their home in that product, where it's the NFL silver, they have the gold, which I believe it's a full ounce, or was it a point? It's less gold than it is metal, right? They have a less on the weight of the gold piece.
Yeah. Well, the interesting part is that, again, I forgot to mention that when I was just talking, but that also was very unique to the hobby back then. It was the first product to include that. And actually, if I recall, that first year of 2015, it actually was a full ounce of gold that you were getting.
Yeah, now I think it's a half ounce, right?
Yeah, so they were one-on-ones back then.
It's half an ounce of gold.
And the football, is it still number to 10, or do they do one-on-ones on the gold? We'll have to see this year, right?
Oh, but
the golds are number to 10 for...
I thought they were one-on-ones.
Are they still one-on-ones?
They might still be one-on-ones.
But basketball is number to 10, I think.
Yeah, but the actual piece is only a half an ounce now.
Right, right. And so what you're looking at is a three-box case. You're looking at five hits per. So you're looking at about 15 hits in a case break. So it's definitely a high-end kind of go-big-or-go-home product when you get into breaks. But you're looking at $6,000 on a retail case. So you can get teams at mojobreak.com for a fraction of that. So we're going to be starting to break those on Friday, along with the first-off-the-line version as well, which mm-hmm. are guaranteed a metal autograph of a rookie, number to 19. So very cool for that. And those will be breaking at mojobreak.com. It should be very limited available for boxes at mojobreakshop.com. Now I want to talk Flux, and I want to shoot it over to Dan.
Oh man, I don't get no opinions about
Impeccable. Oh, well, you can talk about Impeccable.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it's his favorite.
Just real quick about Impeccable though. Well, you said you said some things you liked about Impeccable.
I did.
I don't want to talk about Flux.
Just you have that Rams jersey.
I want to talk about Impeccable. What I do like about Impeccable is in the era of like shiny and super glossy and all that, this is like a matte finish.
Yeah.
And I find that refreshing because it seems like every product that comes out is the same, either shiny or glossy. So that's just my one little thing about Impeccable. Besides, like, obviously what you guys said about the, you know,
that definitely added to why I love this so much in the beginning.
I mean, when you get used to seeing something over and over and over, when you see like a matte finish card, mm-hmm. it's different. It's cool. I like it.
It's mm-hmm. refreshing as a smart water.
Judging what I'm drinking now, huh? So we got
once you said refreshing, I was like, thirsty.
We got, what do we got? We got a Rockstar Sugar Free. And I mean,
it's brought to you by.
Yeah. I'm surprised it's not Monster, but I guess Doug's more of a rock star guy.
Yeah.
And totally. Then C-Rad's got sparkling honey apple beverage, it looks like is what it says.
Trader Joe's.
And Cody's got
water.
Water.
That's
bottle
refreshing.
Of water.
With the Oakland sticker. I love it.
H2O.
Yeah. That's right.
You know, this is,
ain't nothing wrong with that.
No.
I know it doesn't have the fancy pH levels of a smart water, but, you know.
You know, this water. Is actually.
They've been drinking it since the beginning of time.
It's green tea infused. So they put green tea leaves in there. It just brightens it up a little.
Does that make you less of a blowhard by drinking that? Or
absolutely not.
I'm definitely the resident water boy of the podcast. Like, we don't need that Gatorade or anything. Just water. It's fine. Okay.
Gatorade.
I just got to get my energy level up, you know, for the show. So I got to get my Rockstar.
I think that's Rockstar number 17 today for Doug.
It is. Yeah, I'm going to collapse and have a heart attack here soon. But
okay, so yeah, you want me to talk about
Flux.
Flux. Not Lux.
Oh, that's a blast from the past.
Flux.
Flux. And is that a word? Is there a word in the dictionary for F-L-U-X?
Something to be in flux, yeah. Like changing,
but just the way that they
flux
spell it.
Capacitor.
The flux
that's
capacitor.
What I, that's
yes.
what I. That's what I think of. I'm actually going
to
see if that's a real word.
Gun it to 88.
Yeah, no, flux is definitely a real world word. Hmm. Yeah, definitely is.
The action of process or flowing or flowing out.
Yeah.
Medicine is an abnormal discharge of blood or other matter from or within the body.
Yep.
So if you pull a 101 Lamello, you might have a flux coming out of your
Sorry. Dude.
Wow. Wow.
Sorry.
Boy, I was like hesitant to say one of the words on here because it has to do with dysentery and some bowel movements, but you went there.
Well, I mean, the cool really thing is that it ain't live.
Yeah.
So.
Once again, you think I'm editing this?
Not going to. Hey, it's all part of the show. I just didn't know that it was a word. I thought they made it up. But
To be in flux. Like,
it always makes me wonder when they're like, let's come up with a new name, and then do we go through the dictionary? Do we go in the thesaurus? Like, is it a big meeting? Is it a quick meeting? Is it, you know, is it like, who's the comedian with the double tree? Who came in with two trees, double tree, done.
Oh, Mitch Hedberg.
Mitch Hedberg, yeah.
I will say this. When they first introduced flux in the Chronicles 2 years ago, I think it was 1920, last year's Chronicles. I actually did like that design compared to, you guys heard me on the show before talk about Recon, where I didn't like the Recon design in Chronicles. So, I mean, it's already starting off from a base point where I think I will like it. I haven't seen it myself personally yet. I'm going to be doing breaks of it later tonight. So, I have decent hopes for this product because Recon actually turned out to be a good product, in my opinion.
That's debatable.
You get what you pay for in Recon, and there's are some like chaseable cards in there. So the fact that I did like the Flux design in 1920 Chronicles itself, I'm hoping that this is going to be a nice release.
I just don't know what Flux has to separate it from everything else.
Yeah, I mean, they did the one in case card, which I think early on Greg pulled one auto, and then the rest were just the Flux Titan base, mm-hmm. which Titan is another product that originated in Chronicles, so they just kind of put them together, made one design. You're getting 5 cards per pack, 10 packs per box, one auto, and a good amount of parallels within the product itself. Mm-hmm. And it is shiny. Like you said, it does speak to the basketball market. Shiny. They've got subsets called Equinox. They got the Flux Rookies with the Titans.
I'm excited to see these Equinox and these Fear inserts. You know, like I really can't judge a product until I see multiple cases of it, especially because I'm going to be ripping multiple cases of it.
I like seeing a product that is below the $400 price point per box.
Yeah, that's always a good sign.
I like that.
Yeah,
we got those.
I can't believe I'm saying that with a straight face, but yeah, that's a good. It's a good sign.
Yeah, you went 5 years ago on the podcast. You'd be like, "Whoa, it's $400.
$400 out of your mind. Yeah, is it NT?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, is it NT?
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, that was
in hobby years. That was a long time
hobby
ago.
Years. That's like 30, 40 years.
Yeah.
That was like when internet was invented.
Basically, we're on AOL. AOL doing
dial
breaks.
Up, baby.
But yeah, I mean, Flux, definitely get your break spots at mojobreak.com. We also have boxes available at mojobreakshop.com. It's another one of those products that they introduced, and we'll see how it does. And I'm anxious to break it myself, too. I have not seen it other than grabbing some cards that we broke earlier this morning that Greg did. So, but let's go ahead. What's this meta thing, Cody? What are we doing? What's Leaf doing with meta?
I don't know.
I
don't know what's going on. I don't know. Look, this is. This
do you
is
not a, know?
So it's. I really don't know, man. I'm confused. This is
so
the
am
first
I.
time where I'm like, is this it? Is this what it feels like to be out of touch and just not get it? Because I don't get it. And I mean, I kind of get it. I saw Nike's doing something with a digital company about metaverse stuff. If you know Meta, it's that thing that Mark Zuckerberg was like, we're all going to be in the metaverse with our Oculus Rift VR goggles. And everybody's jumping on board. And we've seen like real estate stuff where you can buy real estate in the metaverse. And we've seen obviously like exclusive shoes in the metaverse. But now Leaf, you guys alerted me to it, is selling something to the metaverse.
Now
that will be exclusive to the metaverse.
So is it a, and you don't know. I don't know.
I don't know.
Doug don't know.
Can I speculate?
But is it a card?
It is. So there's there's 90.
It's a number to 99, right?
Promo card. So this is what got me last night. I was, you know, scrolling through Twitter after the Steph Curry, you know, event was coming up. We're going to be talking about that next. And I was like, what is this? And it says, and I'll read it like I'm selling it because this is how I read it. It was, Leaf is pleased to announce its newest brand. This brand will be the first step toward a world of trading cards that will change forever. First ever Leaf Metaverse promo card is on the site now. Only 99 copies made. Limit 2 per order. And I'm like, I gotta get it. Feed it to me. So I clicked on it, sold out. I'm bummed out. But I didn't even know what I was going to buy anyway. So, but I was going to buy it. I was going to give him my money. I didn't know if it was $5.
And how
$1,000? I don't know. It didn't. It sold out.
Yeah.
So you were buying it.
I was going to buy it.
And it could have been $1,000 a card.
The sales pitch was great.
And you're like, yep.
I would have probably bought it too.
You would have bought it too. Yeah. Okay. Now we are just buying nothing now.
We're buying thin air.
Listen. So I haven't read into the metaverse much. I kind of have a general idea of where this is going, but from what I can gather, so the metaverse, like Mark Zuckerberg is trying to introduce, it's kind of like if you've ever seen the movie Ready Player One, right, where it is this whole universe that exists that is supposed to be way cooler than reality, than the reality that we currently live in. So if you can buy exclusive shoes, you go into the metaverse. You can buy your exclusive shoes that you can wear in the metaverse. You can buy your exclusive Leaf metal cards that you can show off in the metaverse, but they only exist in the metaverse.
But this is a real card.
It's a real card.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand.
Wait, are we sure about that?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I don't know.
Yeah, Leaf is...
I'm with you. So I don't know.
So after you click on the... Wow, we're really educating the collectors on this one.
Oh, no.
How can you?
It says, this chromium... And once you click on that really sweet promo that got me to click on it, this chromium promo card could go down as the most important promo card in the history of the industry in time. If you don't know why, you'll want to find out now. If you do know why, we suggest ordering this card ASAP, as this card will long be remembered as the first step toward a new future in the trading
Doug,
card
this
industry.
Is not, that doesn't tell me that that's a physical card.
That tells me nothing.
It says this chromium promo card.
Yeah
but the now, card is going to be a digital card in the metaverse,
right?
You have to go in the metaverse to collect this card.
Could it also be using some sort of like augmented reality technology where like you can have the physical card, but like when you're in that world you can
I think it's a completely digital card in the metaverse that you can only hold in the metaverse.
Said limit 2 cards per order, only 99 copies made.
Like, so you have to be in the metaverse to have this card, but then other people in the metaverse are going to want this card.
Let's go next segment.
Let's go.
We have no idea what we're talking about. Let's roll.
Listen, because Leaf is the first one to do this, there is some value in that, being the first to market at something, right? There's always some value to that, being the first to market. If they're the first trading card company to have a trading card in the metaverse, that's gonna hold some value.
So we're talking like virtual reality, right?
Maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know.
The metaverse.
I'm not sure if it's card.
Like
or not.
When we say the metaverse, we're talking like the Oculus, right? Yeah. So
the what?
The Oculus. So you're gonna get this card and it could be anything. In the metaverse, it can be anything.
No, it's going to be a card.
But could it change? It could be like...
No, it's going to be something that... It's going to be... You'll know what you have when you're in there. It's going to be an actual card.
But you won't know what it is unless you're
what it is or who it is until you get it in the metaverse.
Until you're with the goggles on.
I don't know if it's necessarily with goggles or not. Yeah. I would assume so.
How do you do virtual reality without goggles?
Can you scroll like right here where it says, if you do know why...
If you don't know why... You will want to find out now.
Sounds like a riddle.
So like the people who know that the reason why it sold out so fast is because the people that know.
It sold out because people don't, they're like, I hate money and I just want to throw it somewhere.
Metaverse is a hot name right now. Everyone saw that big.
Everybody's using Meta for something.
Right.
But this is all within the same metaverse.
Right. I mean, whether you liked that presentation that Mark Zuckerberg had or not, like it's a hot name and suddenly people are like, well, is this where I need
are we like, this is the next Facebook?
More than Facebook, this is literally our new reality, if you want to go that far, which, look, I have some deep existential concerns about all of this.
Yeah, right.
I don't know if I'm in, like, even if it brings around $1 million, I'm not.
That's valid,
into it,
yeah.
I'm scared.
So
I'm scared.
Metaverse is going to tie into, like, what the NFT market is, you know what I mean? Like, it's all going to tie into each other, what's happening with NFTs in the metaverse. and, you know, just digital currency in general.
Man.
Digital collectibles.
I thought NFTs were hard to, like, wrap my head around.
And then Brian Gray.
Now I'm like, it's way easier because it's, like, it's a picture.
Brian Gray.
It's a digital photo.
To add to this, Brian Gray, out of at Leaf CEO on Twitter, he retweeted, quote tweeted it, and said, if you know what this means, you know you need to buy this card immediately. If you don't, you should research and pray there is still a card left when you are done. Just wait. Just wait.
Yeah, I wish I got one.
To me, this feels like a guy came to my door and knocked on my door, and he's like, give me $100. I'm going to give you something that's really cool, but I can't really tell you what it is. That's what I and I was digging for my
wallet.
I can
guarantee you it's going to be really cool, and I don't even know what it is.
Yeah,
I just got to. I mean, that's the FOMO, right? We purely hit FOMO last night.
We didn't know what
we were buying.
If I would have stumbled across it on Twitter and it was available, I probably would have bought two.
Yeah, I wonder if there's a secondary market on this. I was going to buy it.
I would imagine at this point you're only going to be able to buy and sell them if you're in the metaverse.
I'll need the goggles in order to buy the card.
I don't know how you get into the metaverse yet. They haven't announced it yet.
I mean, minimum it's a $300 entry fee because that's the price of Oculus Rift VR goggles.
See, maybe I'm really tying it into the Oculus thing.
It's not necessarily tied into Oculus.
Could there be a situation where there's a virtual Leaf trading card house that you get a pass into to be like the first one standing there, maybe?
Yes.
Maybe that's what it is. Like, hey, I'm in a virtual world of Leaf trading cards where Brian Gray's there and
I've researched this very minimally, but I kind of get what they're trying to go for here, right? And I referenced that movie again because it's literally
Ready Player One. Is that
a movie? Yeah, Steven Spielberg movie and a book too. Yeah, so. So it's basically
a good movie. I've heard it's a good
for
movie.
Folks that don't at some point the actual reality that we live in right now is not great, and they want to go somewhere to escape and have a better life. So that's what Zuckerberg's trying to create with the metaverse.
Wasn't that Total Recall?
Wasn't that
it's the Matrix. Yeah. Again, there's been a lot of warning signs. I'm just saying.
Man, I went from being 39 to 70 on this show today. I did. I aged.
I mean, honestly, we could use a lot more, obviously, research with this. Like, I don't know anything. I'm just kind of like speaking off the top of the head. But if I'm understanding correctly, this is a card that you will have to go into the metaverse to collect. Once you've already purchased it.
If you bought one, hit me up. I'm buying it.
Wait, you buy it and then you got to go into the metaverse
to actually see it.
To buy it again?
No, not buy it again. Just to receive it.
Just to look
at it. And then have it in your metaverse house or whatever.
Oh, dude.
You know, we were talking off air about this. You know, remember back in the day when there was like the Dungeons and Dragons like marriages? Like we're going to probably have this in the metaverse, right?
Metaverse marriages are definitely happening.
Oh, yeah. They're going to happen. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the thing about that is if you got a friend that's like across country and he's having his wedding, you just sit on your couch, put your Oculus on, and you're at their wedding, right?
Like something I heard about the metaverse too, like what I could kind of gather from their Facebook commercial too, is that like there's going to be digital, obviously, concerts in the metaverse that you can only attend for your favorite bands. For example, you have to go into the metaverse to see their concert, and like. That's how it's going to be consumed in the future, like music wise,
so
and concerts.
Like, it's like Skype. It's like Zoom.
This is quickly becoming the best topic we've ever had on the show. This might go in the Hall of Fame.
You're in my computer.
All right, let's dial it back. Let's talk about reality. Let's move on to somebody we know we're very familiar
stayed
with.
Stayed on this topic way too long.
Yeah. Well, I think we're
just do your research, people. Like, do your research.
And then help me out.
I'm going to do research, too.
Then help me out.
What's up, everybody? We wanted to tell you about our other site. We have another website where we don't do breaks. We ship the boxes direct to your doorstep so that you can break it yourself and you don't have to share it with anybody else. The website is mojobreakshop.com. And we've got everything you could imagine on that website, sports card related. We even have Pokemon. We've got entertainment products. So check it out at mojobreakshop.com. And we have a special introductory offer to save you some money on wax. Use code BREAKMOJO for 10% off. All together, all lowercase, BREAKMOJO at mojobreakshop.com, where we have a wide selection of stuff. And our prices are already super cheap, so you'll find an even better deal by using that code. So check out mojobreakshop.com.
Steph Curry, he broke the record last night. I'm sure everybody knows about it. I mean, it was fantastic. They stopped the game. We had Dell there. You had Pete Davidson there. You know, he was very prominent in the pink Michael Jackson sweater. And you had Ray Allen and Reggie Miller hosting the game. It was a fantastic moment.
Oh, it
and,
was awesome.
And from the Bay, obviously watching this guy play and be from a rookie to a triple champion to now breaking this record. I mean. There's not a better guy in the NBA. I mean, really, just a wholesome guy. Just does good for the community. Stays on his path. Doesn't really talk bad about anybody. I mean, it's just great. And we're seeing his cards go up tremendously. And what do we think? I mean, let's bold prediction. What is Steph Curry's career 3 points end at? What number? He's at 2977 now. What do you think, Cody?
I was kind of crunching the numbers last night. And I was like, okay, let's say Ray Allen played till he was about 38, to his age 38 season. Let's just say he plays till 38. He's been averaging like 68 games a year, and career averages like 3.8 three-pointers a game. So I think just with that, I think 4,500 is not a crazy number.
Yeah, I'm probably
and
right.
And
I'm probably
I think
right
that now. Might even be conservative.
Yeah, I was thinking 4,500 to 5,000. He hits – I don't know if this record ever gets broken. I know we're in an era of everybody shooting threes, but Curry has probably 6 to 7 years if he stays healthy, and he's already broken it. So, like, how is anybody ever going to catch up?
I mean, in the NBA environment that we're in now, and I kind of agree, I think it's either going to be the most unbreakable record in the history of sports, or every 5 to 10 years this record gets broken because of the way
I don't think
it'll
get broken. I think this is a Cal Ripken Jr. type of deal
DiMaggio,
where in
yeah.
DiMaggio, where no one's going to play as many consecutive games as Cal Ripken Jr. played in this era. Like, with the amount of money they make and agents involved, it's just never going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
DiMaggio, it's the same thing. Like, you've seen guys get close, and nobody wants to be the pitcher that's going to give up the record-breaking hit. And you could see the attention. When somebody gets to, like, 35-game hitting streak, you start seeing MLB Network come in every single at-bat. You get tons of pressure, tons of media coverage. So I don't think that will ever be broken either.
Well, I mean, to add on to that, too, then you get pitchers that refuse to pitch to them, too. So,
yeah,
I mean,
that's what I'm saying. You don't want to be the guy, right?
Yeah, you don't want to be the guy that gives that up. Yeah, I mean, people are shooting more threes. I mean, you've got James Harden fourth. You got Clay's, I think, 21st. I mean, I don't think it gets broken. I mean, but there's going to be, like, what we were looking at this morning is it the list of three-point guys are all guys that played, like, after the 90s, right? It's all modern-day players. You can see what the game – how the game has changed. But I wanted to mention some of these cards, and I think one's going to be near and dear to C-Rad's heart here because there's a 15 Galactic – PSA 10 Curry that sold for $31,000. Is that the first year of that's the first Revolution year, right?
That just makes me smile, man.
$31,000.
I love it. A Galactic for $31,000, bro.
And not even a rookie.
2015, you would have been laughing at anybody. Even people were laughing at you just buying the Revolution back in 2015.
Could have bought that card for like probably $150 raw.
Oh yeah,
easily.
Maybe less. Might have been like under $100.
Well, and I think we've told the story on the pod before here, but we were actually one of the first to open Revolution.
You guys got an early preview.
We got to debut it a day before it came out, and this was in 15, and this is the era of, like, we're doing NT.
This is the autograph era.
This is the big hit era,
this
right?
This is the autograph era. And if it doesn't have ink on it, it's not worth anything.
Yeah.
So we got this 8-box inner case to do, and they told us, well, there's not an autograph in every box. I'm like, huh?
There's probably one. In 2015,
yeah, I think there was 3 in an 8-box case, but it was like,
oh no, no way, no, those 3 maybe in the 60 miles mass.
No,
maybe.
I, Yeah, I think it was one. I think it was one auto and an inner.
So we're like, this product sucks. We're like, there's no way that anybody's gonna take this product. Like, what are they doing? It's crap. But now, fast forward, they were ahead of their time with Revolution, and truly living up to its name. No pun intended. Is it revolutionized the parallel era and added onto Prizm? But then you got on the other side, you got the Steph Curry 910 Chrome rookie, numbered to 999. PSA 10, 51,000. I mean, that's incredible. That's an incredible price.
And that's a base, right?
No. Well, the base are numbered at 999.
But they also have refractors.
They have refractors. They have golds, I think, too. So, yeah, that's an incredible price for that. And well worthy. I mean, I honestly think that, and it could be my Homer talk speaking here, is that I still think he's undervalued. I think his card market is still undervalued.
It's a $31,000 2015 Revolution card, and he just said undervalued.
Well, look at some of the Jordans.
Would you buy that card for $31,000?
Absolutely, yeah.
I would.
The rookie if you have $51,000 burning a hole in your pocket, why not? But the Revolution, you think in 15, 20 years we're going to look at that card and go, yeah, I need that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, cool. What do I know?
I mean, there can't be more than, if it's a 10, too, it can't be more of a pop like 20 or 30,
the,
right?
The print run for those Galactics in 2015
It's a fifth-year card.
Yeah, but it's like
this is first-year Revolution.
It's like a Jambalaya Jordan or Kobe Jambalaya or like a Noise Boys or whatever. That's the modern Steph like insert that you would want.
But you look at all, like now we're kind of, went from the era of the autograph to the era of the insert and short print, right? Because you also have like Color Blast and all those downtowns and all that stuff. Like that has to take some value away from these super short print cards, because there is so many super short print cards.
Yeah. There is a lot. But I think that one was an era where they didn't print as much as they do now, too.
You would get a Galactic, and you'd get one in every inner case.
Right.
In every 16-box case back then.
16 yeah.
So one half would have this. So one half would have two autos. The other half would have one auto with the Galactic.
Okay.
So that's how rare they were.
300 card checklist at least, probably. So
in 2015?
Yeah.
No, it was probably 200.
Maybe 200. Yeah. So, and now let's, Cody, is Steph the best of his generation compared to Durant, LeBron? How does he rank?
This is, I think, a really tough question. I think Steph's more influential. I don't think he's going to go down as a better player than KD and LeBron. But that said, like, Warriors clearly have a second wind here. I think even the most optimistic Warrior fans probably didn't think that, like, okay, those, you went five straight finals, you got three. Hey, that's a hell of a run. That's a hell of a career. We'll all remember it. But there's a feeling right now of like, this feels like they're catching their second wind, and they might have another two, three, four left in them.
Yeah.
I'd say if Curry wins two or three more rings, I think we can start having that conversation. But
well, he's got to be like over. He's got to be over Durant then, right?
I think he's. It's tough. I mean, if we're just basing on championships, sure. But I think the caliber of player and all-around game, I think KD is – I'd say right now KD's probably the best player in the NBA overall. But, man, it's close. Like, I don't know. The legacy might be different. Changing the game plus five, six championships changes a lot of
– But we also got to think Durant, 06, 07, he's got to be towards the back end of his career compared to Steph, where maybe still in a little more prime years. I mean, KD still looks like he's in his prime, but got a few less years in the tank compared to what Steph has.
I think it's hard to compare Curry to LeBron because there is, what, 9-10, 03-04.
I was going to say the same thing.
It's like 6-year difference.
I was like, it's almost a different generation.
It's almost a different generation. Yeah.
Well, and here's the thing that I think about, too, is that every collector, you know, and this is in terms of the hobby, every collector likes to emulate their favorite player, especially when you're a kid. You're doing, like, you know, alley-oop, like whether you're growing up in the 80s, you're doing the skyhook like Kareem, you're doing these. You can't emulate, when you're playing with your friends, you can't do what LeBron and Durant are doing. They're physical monsters. I mean, Durant's dang near center, and LeBron's just a physical specimen. But every kid, regardless if they're 3 foot to 7 foot, can shoot a three. You know what I mean? So I think you got this young generation now that are going to hold on to the candle or pass the torch, but so to speak, for the collecting hobby. they're Steph Curry fans. So when we get into our 60s and we've got these, you know, chromes that we're selling, I tend to think that that generation is going to look more towards Steph than they are going to look towards Durant.
Yeah, I like that point.
And LeBron in that sense. I mean, Jordan's Jordan, but
I think Jordan's Jordan, and I think LeBron is LeBron. I think you can have this conversation with Durant, but you can't have this conversation with LeBron because LeBron is LeBron.
Yeah. But he also, I think there's a lot less people that, like, what LeBron's choices, whether it be political, whether it be moving teams, you don't have that with Steph. Steph does not go that route.
Not yet. I mean, what if he ends up finishing his career on Charlotte?
Yeah. I hope not.
I mean, it's a possibility. He grew up there. He can be like, I'm going to spend, you know, 3-4 years in Charlotte. I mean, he could play for the Warriors forever. He may not.
Yeah,
I think that goes a long way too. Him, if he stays with Golden State the whole time, I think that's part of the reason that Kobe's legend is so big.
Yep.
I mean, obviously the caliber of player, but like the fact that he stayed in LA
yep.
the entire time, I think lifted him into that upper echelon.
Absolutely.
Of like the Mount Rushmore.
You just don't see it in sports in general. Like across all the major sports, you don't see a player get drafted by a team and stay with that team. There's really never been a conversation that Curry was leaving the Warriors. He has signed multiple extensions. There's been media trying to say, oh, what if the Warriors don't have money to sign him? But like, there was never, like with Durant, it was like Durant was all but gone from Golden State.
Yeah, it's out the door every year.
But with Curry, there's never been that conversation of like, well, is he gonna stay? Is he happy? Like, I think if he ends up,
his team.
I think if he ends up leaving, it's because Maybe the Warriors would be in like a rebuilding type of situation and want to send him to a place where he's happy.
Like a Wizards Jordan moment or something.
Because, I mean, let's face it, like in 5, 6, 7 years, the Warriors are going to be due for a time where they're going to have to rebuild again.
Yep. Well, let's talk about college football cards because Topps has got some Bowman Next cards that have been put up on their site. And not only autograph versions, but base versions as well. And it's actually kind of astounding. Some of these cards have actually sold on eBay. For example, Bryce Young, Heisman Trophy winner. The Next Auto, what's that one numbered to?
Number to 49.
Number to 49. So sold on Topps' website for $99. Recently sold on eBay for $240 on a resale. So guy hasn't even had it in hand, obviously, because he's using the same stock photo that Topps has. And you've got Kenny Pickett. $64.99 on a base auto, sold for $229 on eBay.
Interesting.
And it's
Kenny Pickett.
Yes.
Expected to be
familiar?
The top QB any, drafted.
Any related? Cody Pickett?
Actually, you should look that up.
It could be.
I don't know.
Could
Maybe.
Be.
So, interesting. I don't know what to think about this going forward with this new NIL, which is uncharted territories that we're jumping into from the hobby, is the ability that these companies can sign these guys to direct deals. Now, if you're looking at these cards, no logos. Obviously, Panini has the collegiate license logo, so, you know, it does say Alabama on there, but there's no Alabama logo. Everything's, the photos, you know, picked wisely. You don't see any of the jersey or anything that has a logo on it.
Similar to Leaf.
Similar to Leaf. So my question is like, we potentially, if this guy, we have a potential of having 4 years in college of their pre-rookie cards.
Mm-hmm.
Does this dilute the hobby? Does this affect their, like, contenders draft picks cards, which are going to be essentially the same but with logos? And then maybe year five, we finally get, you know, when they get drafted, we finally get that actual rookie card. It's just a weird scenario. How do you guys think that this is going to affect the hobby, and do people actually start going for some of these?
I think the college stuff will always like the college with logos will always hold a value. There's a lot of collectors out there that really love collecting their college players' cards.
Yep.
Huge. Now,
specifically for football.
Now, it's not as big as like the NFL collector.
Right.
But I think the NFL rookies are always going to be at the top of the pile, right? Those are always going to be the ones that, but these are still going to have value. It's going to be a nice little collection that you can build until they get drafted. But once they get drafted and you start seeing their college stuff and you start seeing their pro stuff, then these cards will probably start going down. But in the meantime, you could have 4 years where you can do a lot of A lot of speculating, a lot of prospecting, a lot of flipping, and all that good stuff. So
yeah, and I think at the end of the day, this could definitely affect Fanatics' position once they take over because, you know, during the college time, it's a free-for-all. I mean, you could get Wild Card jumping in there, signing somebody to an exclusive NIL deal for autographs. You could get, you know, Leaf obviously is already doing that. You've got Topps, who didn't even make football cards at this moment,
jumping in
and making these cards like they're doing. And then you build a relationship, and then they may be like, well, I don't want to sign cards for Fanatics. I really like the way that Leaf or Panini conducted business. They're giving me fair money. They believed in me. There's a Heisman Trophy candidate who obviously didn't win the Heisman, that Matt Carroll, I believe, who has an exclusive autograph deal with Panini. And he was out there praising Panini for sticking with him since his freshman year. And he, you know, he's really happy with the relationship. So it might be a scenario where, yeah, you're going to get Fanatics, whatever Fanatics decides to do, right, with football. They may, you know, use a Topps brand or whatever they decide to do when they put out cards. They may not be able to use as many autographs as we're seeing now because these NIL deals are already struck. And some players will remain loyal. Not everyone, but some players may remain loyal to these deals where you will not get a Prism auto or you will not have an NT. It'll only be like a Leaf version. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out going forward with all the licensing switching and the ability to sign these guys with the new law. What do you think, C-Red?
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much will echo everything that Dan said too. It's going to be good. It's going to be good for the 4 years up until they actually get drafted for collectors, because then, I mean, you can have a guy that's hot 1 year, right? And especially in college, like, guys get benched all the time, right, if they have one bad game. So there's going to be a lot of early prospecting going on. But once the actual stuff hits, then it's probably like you probably don't want to hold on to these forever.
There's probably going to be terminology in these NIL contracts as well that'll state that once they are drafted, the Players Association is going to step in and be like, look, you're part of like our league, our association. Yeah. Like, we have a deal with this said company to make trading cards. You need to jump on board over here.
Yep, right. That's true.
It was cool that you did whatever you did before in college. That was fine. That was your own deal. But like, now you got to play ball with us.
Yep. Yeah.
So there's got to be terminology that, like, in the contract, in the NIL contract, saying it's good until, say, the draft, or when a contract is signed with the Players Association, or when a contract is signed with an NFL team or MLB team or a basketball team or whatever. So
yeah, because the league and the Players Association, they're gonna want these kids to be
they're not gonna want to have their Players Association with like five or six of the top rookies signed to exclusive deals with other card companies,
right?
They're not going to get down with this.
Well, you look at the scenario. Look at Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett, who's leading the league in sacks, never signed a trading card in his life. You cannot find a Myles Garrett trading card that's signed from any manufacturer, whether it be Leaf, Topps, Panini. From what I've heard, is that he wanted X amount more money than any other player's ever gotten.
He wanted first overall
quarterback money.
He's like, I was the first overall pick, so I want the same amount of money as the previous first overall pick that was a quarterback.
Yeah.
And we all know that quarterbacks drive the hobby market. Defensive ends, not so much. No matter how good they are, they're great football players and they make their team a lot better, but it doesn't translate into hobby monetary value.
So, but he went against the Players Association, didn't sign with Panini, and you know, it may be a situation where he continues to do what he's going to do. He's going to lead the league in sacks. Maybe he flirts with the overall record with Reggie White at some point, and then he may be able to name his own price, right? So, I mean, guys may look at it that way too. It's like, you know, I wanted $150 an auto as a rookie. They didn't want to pay it for me. I'm going to prove it on the field, and then I'll be able to get maybe more than that, right? So, and I'll be able to sign what I want to sign. So maybe that's what Myles Garrett's
doing.
I
think it might be one of those things where, with Myles Garrett specifically, that puts up a Hall of Fame caliber career. He retires, and then he's like, I will sign X amount of cards, but I want this amount of money. And I can name my price because I haven't diluted my autograph card market.
Right, exactly.
So these cards will, I know they'll sell for a premium because they don't exist.
Right. All right. Well, it's time for the giveaway. Cody's going to announce the winner from last week here as well. But we're going to give away two boxes of Heritage High Numbers. So two prizes this month. It's December. It's close to Christmas. Doubling the prizes for this episode. We want to know your best and worst product of 2021, whether it be basketball, football, hockey, entertainment. What's your favorite product and what's your least favorite product? Put that in the comments section below here on the Mojo Break Media YouTube, and we will have two winners announced next week for a box of 2021 Heritage High Number, which just released last week, and you got to complete the Heritage set. So this is what's going to do it. So who do we have as a winner from last week?
Our winner from last week would be Ham Bergeron. You are the winner. Make sure to send us your info, the contact info on mojobreak.com. Contact us, and we will get you set up with your prize.
So we're going to have a show probably early January where we name we have the award show, and we're going to have best and worst product. We're going to have the worst autograph, the best autograph. We got several categories, so stay tuned for that. Those polls, those voting polls on Mojo Break Media's Twitter, that's at Mojo Break M. But we're just going to briefly kind of give you an intro to this. We'll start with the best and the worst product, and I'll start with C-Rad. What's your favorite product of the year, and what's your least favorite product of the year?
My favorite product this year, probably National Treasures basketball. That's an easy one. Most years I wouldn't necessarily say National Treasures, but this year we were on a very hot streak pulling like some insane cards from NT this year. So NT basketball easily probably my favorite product this year. My least favorite, I'm not going to give my very worst right now. I'm going to give one that I didn't care for as much, and that would probably have to be clearly Donruss basketball. That wasn't one of my favorite products this year.
Dan.
Favorite product of the year, 2021 Topps Diamond Icons.
Yeah, that's a nice one.
Really good product. I felt that every box I opened loaded the checklist, absolutely loaded. Loved ripping that product. I know it's high end. My least favorite product, and this is not necessarily Panini Prism Draft Collegiate Football.
Okay.
Didn't love the design. It's always got a huge checklist. It seemed like it was bigger this year, and they had the H2 version, and they had, I think they had a first off the line version. There may have been 17 other versions of it. I just didn't do it for me this year.
Cody, what do you got?
For me, I'm actually going to go a little outside the box. It's not a product that we rip all the time. It's just one that I think improved a lot based on last year. I've got one of their cards on my desk. I really liked what Topps did with Project 70 this year. There's my Randy Johnson one right there. I think Project 2020 got like a lot of flack last year, I feel like, the hobby. I feel like they upped the game a lot. There was some incredible designs. Mm-hmm. I like the stuff that's like super unique, looks like little pieces of art. So a little outside the box, but that was like one of my favorites every week. I liked always looking, even if I wouldn't buy it. Like, I just always was excited, like, what's coming out. And there's still some good stuff.
It's a good one.
And for worst, I kind of have to go with C-Red, actually. Clearly is the one that, clearly Donruss basketball, kind of 2 years in a row, where it's just kind of, there's nothing that makes it, like, essential for me. I feel like every time I rip it, it's kind of a dud. So that's kind of, that I think that might be my pick as well.
I think I'm going to go with 2021 Bowman Chrome Choice HTA. And, I mean, the hobby was very close too. But
that's a good one.
It's just the selection of hitters in this year's Bowman, the potential. You know, Christian Hernandez cards are on fire. You got one of the best autographs in the business with the Luis from the Dodgers as well. So that one was a really fun rip for me, and especially the Choice. It seems like there was just so much more color.
I think – when it's all said and done, you're going to get a lot of people that really loved Bowman Chrome HTA Choice. It really
was a curry shot.
Most years of HTA Choice like are kind of like whatever, because it really is like, because, you know, it's international prospects. So like people really didn't know who they were collecting. But this year was like, man, I don't know. People was really loving them, the international prospects this year. It was like, I think you were gone for most of it, right, Cody, on your leave. So you didn't even actually get to see a lot of it. But yeah. It was hot, man.
Yeah, I think for my worst product, I'm going to have to go with, man, I just Prism Baseball. It just you don't know which direction they're going with colors. Some of them are like the blues and the reds are not numbered, and I know that's been typical of how they did it with baseball, but you know, and it could be also the fact that they don't have a lot of the guys, the big names anymore, because they've signed exclusives. Like you're not going to get a Trout auto, you know, and the rookie class also was a little underwhelming. It's fine when you do the Topps Chrome because you know you got the Chrome refractors. You can hold on to Adele's and stuff like that. But then when you get the Odell Prisms, it's like, yeah, no logos. Just wasn't doing it for me. I think they need to retool that brand a little bit. And, you know, they made obviously like, what, 18 different versions of it too. So you had the dugout, the fast break, the shibidoo.
I think there was a choice.
Quick pitch.
Quick pitch. Regular
first off the line,
probably probably a retail SKU.
Just there wasn't enough after opening boxes of that. A lot of them in a there just wasn't like, oh my god, I can't you know, you should open enough boxes where you get something where you're like, holy crap, and it just wasn't in there. So that's the one that pops in my dome. So yeah, stay tuned for that when we have the award show, and I definitely comment below to get your chance at winning a 2021 Topps Heritage. You know, it's also a bad product, and maybe it's just because of when it came out. Chronicles Draft, the 21-22 version. That one.
I don't think it's that bad.
Oh no, it's bad.
Me personally,
it's a bad one.
Me personally, I don't think it's
second,
that bad.
Second worst.
Yeah, it's just maybe because we haven't gotten anything else.
I have a product. I'm sorry to cut you off. I have a product on this when we do our show that I'm gonna ether. I'm gonna tear this product.
He's waiting. He's got his back pocket.
It's gonna be a baseball product.
So, Cody, looks like we got an update from PSA. Update on regular service returns.
Yeah, looks like regular service is back. I want to say this was actually announced on the holiday sports card investor.
Okay,
that you were part of. I think that was announced as part of that show. But yeah, I don't think it's back immediately, but it should be back right after the holiday season. But I feel like this is pretty big news for everybody who's been biding their time all year, having those cards where they're like, I'm not going to go with an alternative grading company. So what do you guys think? Is this going to be – it looks like what, $100? Regular submissions are going to be priced at $100 per card with a limited number of allocations awarded. And they're doing – yeah, there's some other stuff involved in it as well.
We're virtual queuing events. Submissions now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First phase – here's the actual language. This first phase will involve virtual queuing events. Regular submissions will be priced at $100 per card with a limited number of allocations awarded in each event. So it's back, but it sounds like with a catch here.
But it's $100.
Yeah, I was going to say that the price level still is too high for the average
for the base
collector.
Cards. Yeah. 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 So, I mean, but they're probably trying to limit the influx of, I mean, during that whole period or at the beginning of the pandemic, I mean, we got people grading like third year DeMar DeRozan's. I mean, it was just like everybody that jumped in the hobby just felt like they needed just a grade to make money. And I think that's what muddied it up. And at that $20 service level, 100's a little too high. Maybe we need to get back to 50. We'll see what happens.
50, 75-ish, I would say. Did you just say influx?
Influx, I used it.
Influx.
But I was going to, you guys mentioned the virtual holiday, and I forget, we got to promote something really cool that they announced during the virtual holiday is the Hits app. So guys, download that on your either your iPhone or your Android. There's a lot of amazing videos from C-Rad. So please like those for us. You know, I'm biased. I think C-Rad has the most entertaining highlights on the app, but we'll let you guys decide. But it's really cool. It's an app that just you can search through and just look at big hits pulled by breakers. So it's awesome. So check that out. But
it's a great app. It's a great app. I actually found myself Saturday just – I was on that app for like 45 minutes scrolling through everything.
Yeah.
You'll get lost in it.
It's like a TikTok for cards.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yo, I have 42 comments on this Jerry Rice Raiders this Raiders hit.
Wow, man, you're popular. But you didn't even like your own video. Goat, awesome. Yeah, there's a lot of comments. Well, before we leave you guys,
positive.
I know this was announced about a month ago, but Dan was like, you got to see this. And I'm like, what? And I start watching this video of the video starts on YouTube of a guy in a lab coat with some Cheez-Its or some Cheetos, and he's supposedly working for BSA, and he's handwriting something. And then you got Master P, make him say, comes in, and he's in a lab coat, and he's doing grading, and he's saying he's going to be cheaper than everybody else, and he's using AI. He's got this purple, looks like a Pop-Tart maker machine, and he's going to come in, and he's going to revolutionize the game. And
I think that machine's from the metaverse.
It might be from the metaverse.
I think it's from the metaverse.
Yeah, I'll take that machine over anything that HGA is selling.
It does kind of look like a high-tech easy bake oven, but whatever. I mean, I love how you put the card in, it just comes out the other end, and like the printout comes out as well. I mean, it's pretty high-tech.
It was
a
pretty nice little video. Check it out on YouTube.
I mean, he's got a dope lab coat, and I mean, he looks serious.
Apparently, they're only doing Pokemon at this point. They are going to expand into sports cards. Master P is, you know, obviously known for his great No Limit Records and how well his artists sold, and then became an entrepreneur and has got his hands in a lot of things that have been very, very successful. Yep. So I'm sure he did his homework, and he's getting involved in a company with some good folks. I'm a little weary with all these grading companies coming in. It feels like the 90s. And, PSA and BGS have senior graders that have seen a lot of stuff that's fake. I'm very weary that these companies like HGA, I'm not going to trash on HGA this episode, but there's been a lot of stuff they did not catch. They've been letting some stuff go through that was fake, and they're grading it because they just don't have the experience of seeing some of these cards. And it worries me a little bit. I like how Master P is sticking with, just doing the Pokemon. I don't know how easy it is to fake a Pokemon, but I'm assuming it's probably as easy with sports cards to counterfeit those things too. So I'm a little weary. Is there room for another grading company?
No, there isn't. And getting back to one thing, and you said you weren't going to trash on HGA, but I'll say a little piece here. And I think Conrad just trashed on
I've just
him as
trashed
well,
on so, him so many times.
No, I mean,
that commercial is just.
My issue with HGA is that's come to my attention as well is that they will slab a reprint or a counterfeit card. They'll have, if you want it slab, they will slab it for you. They just won't put authentic on it, but they'll slab it with their branding behind it. Now, to the average consumer and collector, they're going to see that card and they're going to be like, oh, it was slabbed by a reputable grading company. It must be legit. They should not be doing that. It's a terrible mistake. Don't, if you know it's fake, do not put your name on it.
I mean, I'm assuming the slab's very different than their other slabs, you should not slab it.
But people are going to see a slabbed card and just assume that it's legit.
You'd have the HGA Pitchfork boys coming after you.
I
know there's a big fan base. I don't
come
know if they're.
Come after me. I don't care.
Anytime somebody says something bad about HGA, it's like they got 2,000 people that come in with the pitchforks.
They don't watch this show.
They're in the metaverse.
They don't watch this show. They're not going to comment. I mean, but yeah, if they come after me, I don't care.
Real quick before
come
we go.
Come after C-Rad. C-Rad don't care.
C-Rad, is there room for another grading company?
Yes, but I honestly feel like there are room for more grading companies, but the question also is, will they be as successful? Can they get to the success level of BGS, PSA, or even SGC? I don't see it.
Yeah. Cody, what do you think?
I was initially just going to say absolutely not, but there is a part of me. I mean, we just talked about the PSA thing, saying, boy, $100. There's still a lot of people saying, I'm good. I'm going to go to a different company.
I'm going to pay the 20 or 30.
Until the big boys maybe come down a little bit, then maybe there is. But, that's a tough hill to climb.
And let us know your guys' comments below on that as well. I do want to dive into more of the automated grading systems. You can't make every card a 10, even if they are. And I'll leave you at that. Not from a conspiracy aspect, but you have to have the 10 to be obtainable. So that's where I think automated grading systems are. You know, don't control the populations that we kind of need.
Start
now,
magic 8-ball breaks.
Yeah, just
magic or magic
randomizer.
Magic 8-ball
grading.
Grading just
perfect.
You shake it, and it just tells you what you're getting, whatever number you slab it.
I like it.
And there you go.
Well, since I drink a Rockstar really fast, I have to take a Master P. So we're going to go ahead and leave you guys at that. And make sure you guys follow us here on Mojo Break Media for your content.
Sure.
We'll have some more interviews. Actually, a great interview that we just did that dropped on Monday, guys. It was the owner of Collectible, Ezra Levine, joined us to talk about the Mint Collective in Las Vegas. It was a fantastic interview. It's a show that's never really been done before, so you guys got to check that out. And if you're going, I want to know who's going. You're going to meet us all in Vegas. The whole team's going to be there in Vegas at the Mint Collective. So, but check out that podcast here on the Mojo Break Media Network. And jump into some breaks. MojoBreak.com. We got Flux. We've got Impeccable on the docket. We got Bowman Inception that's about to come out. So join in a break there, and we'll see you guys next week on The Hype. Peace.